The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Earlier in the regular old show, we were in a break. We were on a break. And I went into the other room to get a screwdriver, flathead, to tighten up the thing on my microphone. And Lindsay and Rob are both on the Zoom. And they were having some kind of discussion that I couldn't hear till I got back and put my earbuds in. And yes, they're earbuds or earphones. They're not headphones. All you Gen Z's calling them headphones. They're not headphones. And y'all were talking about his dating app thing that you're hooking him up on. And that meeting is today, right? Y'all are getting together to do his profile today?
Right.
At the Blackfin Ameripub.
I'm even getting someone to come watch the kids because Kyle has a work thing after work. Mm-hmm. So
those are the best work thing after work.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is pretty important to me, but I think about this a lot because I'm the dating site that we're going to do. He's going to put it on my phone. And I'm going to be just willy-nilly, you know, swiping, trying to get him a match. Mm. But then I told him, well, what if I match and you match and you don't want to go out with her? Then I'm going to have to go back and be like, sorry, like, I don't know how to do this. I need Rob to be more
open to going out with anybody you say.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what I mean.
But if you're having to go back and say, I changed my mind, you know, so to speak, it's not on you, it's on him. They'll think it's him, right?
I guess being the female doing it and telling another female, I would be like, okay, then why did you match? I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't like it. I need you to trust my decision.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we match something, we just don't talk to that person until I say if I'm interested or not. Because then it happens all the time. You match with somebody, you just don't talk to them.
Yeah, yeah. You're ghosting the person, and that would hurt my feelings.
<That's fine. laughs> Wait a minute.
But is that the way it works? A lot of the time, is that a normal thing?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I don't know, because they didn't even have the internet when I got married, much less social media, dating apps and stuff.
They didn't have the internet?
Barely. They were using it in the military.
Yeah.
That makes it sound really old. Man, I think it was in the military. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, well, think it was 1994. I got married in
94. 94? Okay. Well, yeah. So, yeah, it is kind of normal to make a match and never move past the match, but
it's gonna hurt.
I do that all the time.
But the app I was going to use, the girl talks first.
Mm.
Like the guy can't speak until the girl talks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
So I guess maybe we won't do that one, because if the girl does speak and then I just ghost her, I just feel like that's rude.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. It'll be completely fine.
But I foresee another problem coming here, Riggins, and maybe you would see it as well. I think that there will be conflict between Lindsay and Rob if she is picking people that he's offended by. Like, you think I would, what, you must not think much of me if you picked her.
Really?
As somebody that you think I should go out with. Like, if she's a real uggo or something, yeah, you know, you'd be like, is that what, you think my standards are that low?
Yeah, you think that of me?
But now you know that's not going to happen. Like, I'm going to pick the cream of the crop. I mean, I'm really good at a dating app. I swipe all my friends that were single. And I'm not going to go down this road where I pick like a troll. Yeah. You know.
But what if you only have trolls to choose from?
Well,
and you have to pick the least trollish.
And then that's the problem. But I do need him to trust me. Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I know what I'm doing.
I think that's where the conflict.
That's my concern.
Yeah, because he's going to feel like she's bullying him and trying to take over. Because he's not one that's easily bossed around and stuff.
No.
I hate that.
I hate that.
But I mean, look at it this way, though, Rob. You agreed to let her do this, and you know how she is. So, I mean, you may have to have a little grace when it comes to that.
I think so.
You know how she is.
I will give her at least one meetup. At least. I'll do at least one.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, completely at her discretion. You'll go with it.
I don't know that I said that. I meant like she can gather a couple or maybe a few, and then I'll choose between that, and then I'll, you know, try and figure out something with it.
Okay.
He's open. Well, you know, he's more open about it today than he was 2 weeks ago. So I think this is progress.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you'll go on a date with somebody that I choose, we're going to be good.
And if it's just one, Lindsay, then that's okay with you?
No, but we're baby steps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with this now,
but it needs to not be okay next time.
But I need you to go out with multiple people because we're trying to find a wife here. You can't just get one and done. I mean, we're dating, you know, we're dating around.
So how much talking do you do on these sites before you meet?
Sometimes it's days, you know, days and days. It can be sometimes weeks.
And you're going to do all of that talking as him, Lindsay?
I know. See, that's the other issue. But I think we figured out, actually, Robin, you can tell me, you can log in from your computer or whatever, and you can do the chatting after I set it up, right?
I think so. I've never, you know, used two different devices for a dating app, so I don't know for sure.
So I think my main goal here is to set him up, hook him up with somebody, and then you take the reins and figure out where you're going to meet, because I can't do all that. I don't know your schedule.
Yeah, you're just putting the bait in the water.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
yes.
She's talking about finding him a wife.
We're wife in it.
Which I think that's a good move. He needs to be looking for a wife.
Maybe, but this started as, I want to get him on a dating site and make a couple matches for him.
No, she said from the beginning to get him married.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just dating at 39 years old for gigs. I mean, understood. You know, we got to.
Okay, so she said schedge in one minute, and then the very next time she spoke, the next minute she said gigs. Shits and gigs.
And y'all are going to go get some appies. So I feel good about this, you know?
Let me set up an appy date.
I'm more excited about this than anyone, obviously.
No, I am. I am way excited for it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you excited for the drama that is going to come?
Well, I wouldn't say drama, just entertainment value. The interesting, I think it's just interesting.
I'm taking it seriously, and I don't know if Rob is, but I'm going to find out. And you know what? I'm out. If you play me, Rob, I'm out.
That's where the drama is.
Play you like as in what?
As in I'm doing all this, and then you're just kind of like, you're not you're not easy to work with.
Yeah, not participatory at all. Just in other words, just like automatically going in with a closed mind and okay.
So let me get this straight. So if I don't ever want to have to deal with this again, I just ghost you now.
But, yeah, and then I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The drama is not going to be involving the date. It's going to be the drama between Rob and Lindsay.
Yeah.
That's where the drama is going to come.
Yeah.
She's like, how could you not say yes to this girl? She's going to find the perfect girl in her mind for Rob.
Yeah.
She's going to find that girl. And then Rob's going to say, he's going to be indifferent or okay, or not as excited as she is. And she's going to be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if she doesn't like who I pick, I'm going to be mad.
Right. You'll take offense to it.
Well aware.
You'll say, Rob, do you realize you're 39 years old? Yeah. Stop playing with Funko Pops. Get a wife.
You're gonna be mean.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and I knew I'd missed out on some, a little bit of a bubble here. And that today is the day that y'all are meeting up. This is gonna be fun. Hopefully, they won't get in a fight right there in the middle of that gone black van.
Yeah, you're. I hope so.
In our clients. Dining room.
are going to call
throw
TJ.
A drink on me.
They're going to call TJ. Two of your employees are brawling in the bar area.
All right, hang on. More coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I forgot to tell y'all this. There was some behind the scenes kind of stuff going on yesterday with the business. And you know, Adam is our beloved business manager. And he rarely goes on a vacation where he's not working the whole time and all this. It drives him most of the time. Well, he's been planning this trip for a long time, and he's going to Israel. And I had already said, I am not bothering him while he's there. They're going to be like 2 weeks, Israel and then somewhere else and whatnot. And I said, I'm not bothering him. But yesterday, something happened, and I had to reach out to him. Catch him up with what was going on, get his thoughts on it. We decide together what to do, the whole thing. He said, you know, anytime I go off, I know it's the running gag between my wife and me is that within 24 hours, something happens that that is kind of a crisis thing at work and I'll have to deal with it. He said, I've been in Israel 1 hour. They flew for, I don't know, 24 hours, however long it takes to get to Israel. They've been in the air. And he said, I did enough to land, come in, take a shower. And now, and it's late at night over there by this time that later. I'm talking to him. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. God.
Yeah, and
I
so
in Israel 1 hour.
So one thing he did was he was like sent me the link to download the WhatsApp app.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, so we could talk internationally or whatever. I guess it's free to talk on there or whatnot. Yeah, yeah. And as I'm doing it, you know, I was a little hesitant because I'm like, this is the one that everybody says that the people who are having affairs and all are on. So
yeah,
I got to make sure.
Yeah.
Right. That. If my wife sees that this, that she knows that it was to have an affair with Adam, not anybody else.
It's not very sexy.
Yeah. So 1 hour after flying all day and all night to get there, here I am. I felt bad about it, but.
Had to be done.
Yeah.
Had to be done.
I'm saying now, I'm not going to bother him the rest of the time. Now,
well,
usually when he's on vacation, I'll say I'm not going to bother him, but he bothers me from his vacation. Not bothers me, but he's the one reaching out to, to
this
work.
This is payback is what it is.
Yeah. When I talked to him last week, I said, I just wanted to call and check in one more time before you go to Israel. Obviously, Israel's going through some stuff. I said, I just wanted to call you one more time, wish you good travels and stuff. He goes, oh, I'll have Wi-Fi and, you know, if you need to email me. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. At least he's open to the idea of doing work communications. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm going to try to.
But not even time enough to get there and relax a minute.
That was not.
Talk to his family, catch up or anything.
Yeah, isn't his son there? His son's been there. So it's like he probably wanted to have a minute.
Yeah, his son's going to school there.
That's.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, Riggins, did you see that your adult Bev of choice has done something really cool again with their promotions department? Yep. Their marketing.
What did they do?
It's Coors Light. Riggins loves a Coors Light. That's his adult bev of choice.
Silver bullet.
They did a thing where they misprinted something on purpose, and then once everybody started, hey, you misspelled the word, and then they hit with the rest of the promotion. They were being made fun of for an ad with the misspelling at in Times Square. It read Mountain Cold Refreshment.
Where
they misspelled refreshment.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Like F E R instead of F R E.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's R E F E R S H M E N T. Refreshment.
Refreshment.
Oh my God.
Which is the way I say it, being silly most of the time. Refreshment. They got some adult refreshments.
Oh my God. Refreshments.
And so people start, of course, just bombarding. You stupid. Yeah. Nah, refreshment. What's refreshment?
Isn't it kind of on brand for them, though?
Yeah, they have a great marketing department. They whoever they changed to, whatever, over the last few years is really good. And it was also in a bunch of print ads and everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So then they announced after that that they're temporarily changing their name to Monday's Light instead of Coors Light. So people can go buy out and buy, you can go out and buy a case of the Mondays. Monday's Light. That's because they're funny. Saying it was Monday, we messed up, it was a case of the Mondays.
Wow.
So now they had all this stuff set to where you can go, the Coors, your Coors Light is going to say Monday's Light on it, Riggins.
That's really
clever. Isn't that
that's
fun? Cute.
Did they plan that from the beginning?
Yeah.
With this, that's a great viral marketing idea. Wow.
How
that's
good cute. Is that?
Really smart. A case of the Mondays. I'm
But their press release kept up the claim that it was a typo. By mistake.
Yeah, you got to do that.
And the whole ad campaign was locked and loaded already.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going up in Times Square, you know, that kind of typo, I doubt, would make it through.
And it's a Super Bowl kind of thing, because they said that they did a poll that found 41% of people think that Monday after the Super Bowl is one of the worst days of the year.
Yeah, it is.
So
it is.
That's the case of Mondays.
It totally is. It's the worst. They got to figure out something. Don't do it on Sunday night or something.
You going to try to get one of these?
Absolutely.
Are you going to drink it or save it?
Save it to do what with?
Well, I mean, just at least save one of the can. If it says it on the can, it may just say it on the box. 12-pack, you know, it comes in the box.
Yeah.
It may just say Monday's Light on the box, but then when you get in the can, it may say Coors Light. But if it says Monday's Light on a can, yeah, save it. Hey, this was just something that was really cool when I was, you know, in my 30s.
Yeah, maybe.
But you don't do stuff like that. You're you throw away things you need.
Exactly. I've thrown a toaster away five times.
You know that, Lynn? Every time he moves, he throws his toaster away. Or even other than that, he'll throw his toaster away when he's just cleaning out stuff. And then the next day find out, oh, wait, I need my toaster.
Yeah.
And is it because it's dirty and you just want to get a new one? Or?
No, every time I see that toaster and I go to throw it, I'm like, you know what? I don't need toast. I don't need toast. I'm throwing this away. Why do I have this? And then sure enough, like 2 days later, I'm like, oh, you know what I could really go for?
Of course.
Piece of toast with some breakfast. Oh,
is it just the pop-down one, like for bread? It's not like a...
No, not like a big toaster oven or anything.
Like you could do anything, yeah.
Cheap, you know, toaster. So yeah, every time I move, I'm like, I'm not bringing this to my next apartment. I don't even eat toast. And I've moved a lot. So yeah, I've thrown out the toaster maybe 4 or 5 times.
I love that.
You ever get, though, the bread is not expired, but it's not fresh as much, and you got a few slices of it, and it's just not really soft, so you say, well, I'm going to toast it. It'll be fine if I toast it.
Absolutely.
And then you're sitting there with a 12-pack of nothing for a toaster.
Exactly. One time I did it, and I had to make toast, and I was like, I guess I'll just use the broiler. That felt very archaic.
Yeah.
I felt like an old-timey person.
Does it a lot faster, though.
Yeah, and I'm going to set my house on fire.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Every Thanksgiving, Lindsay locked up. You froze up, Lindsay. You back?
Yeah, y'all froze up too.
Okay. Every Thanksgiving, my wife puts the marshmallows on the sweet potato casserole and pops them in on broil for a second to brown them and burns them. Gets by. Every year.
It gets ya.
So you look, they're marshmallows. They're very delicate, and you're putting them under a 500 degree element.
Yeah,
that's just right on top of them. It's like boom, boom, get them in and get them out. Well, it's only been in there for 30 seconds. You've been talking for a minute and a half.
Yeah,
and she even said this year, she's like, I'm not going to burn the marshmallows this year. Sure enough, so what she do? Scrape it off and start over or something?
No, everybody's like, that's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, they scrape it off as they eat it.
Yeah.
You know,
we're used to this.
Right. But, you know, some people like burnt marshmallows.
Yeah, true.
I do.
Absolutely.
I do.
That's funny, though. Yeah. It was 30 seconds.
And she's standing there with her hand on the oven door while they're in there, like you would do. You go, all right, I'm going to have to open this in just a second. But she had the oven door in her hand and the pot holder in the other hand and talking. Talking to the people in the kitchen. Yeah. Say, hello. Hello. I see smoke.
You.
Sweet smelling smoke coming out of there.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.